Welcome, everybody, to your second Monday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Looking super humid out there as we get the week started. And for more on that and everything you need to know about Election Day, here's Shel Winkley.
So for this Election Day Tuesday, weather shouldn't keep you from getting out to your polling place. Do know, though, that it is going to be a bit warm. Temperature-wise, I think we make it to the mid and upper 80s for a lot of the Brazos Valley. The morning's a little cloudy. We get some fog across the area. That all burns off, and that'll lead to sunshine and those very warm temperatures. In fact, the closest, I think, that we're going to come to 90 degrees so far this year. And that leads us to this.
Statistics with Shell.
All right. So Monday was, and I say was compared to what could happen today, but Monday was the warmest temperature that we've experienced so far in 2024. It was 82. Yesterday's 85 will top that. But more importantly, it is also going to tie the warmest daytime high for March 4th that we've experienced since 1882 with 1938. That was the last time we reached 85. It's the only time we've reached 85. We've never been warmer on a March 4th. Now, today's high of 87 in Bryan and College Station, well, that would not be a record. It would come 2 degrees from the record high of 89 from 1991. But it would be warm enough to be the second warmest March 5th that we've experienced since 1882. Tomorrow's warmth will be up there. Daytime highs look like they'll top off in the low 80s. The record, again, is 89 from 1991. There was a short little heat wave that happened that year. So while we're backing away from records, that's the good news, we're still running 10, 15 degrees above average. If you've got the time, I've got more details over on my Twitter as well as Threads feed, but the climate shift index for today is anywhere as high as 2 or 3, meaning that it is 2 to 3 times more likely that we experience near record heat on this day in our part of Texas due to the warming climate that we find ourselves in.
Storm chance did not pan out yesterday or in the wee hours of the early morning today, just as expected, but we are eyeing another chance for some thunderstorms before we get to the weekend. Another big trough of low pressure moves across the lower 48, and that should clear things out for the weekend. More on that in just a little bit, but we will need to watch both Thursday afternoon and into Friday for our next chance for some thunderstorms, some of which could be on the strong side. This really breaks down into two categories here, with Thursday afternoon storms being ones to watch for some hail, and then Friday, where we could find some strong winds in addition to a little bit of hail as well. Looking at the very latest this morning, it looks like that hail threat is mainly going to be confined along and north of Highway 21. That does include portions of Brazos County, but the very, very latest this morning suggests that that risk is going to be a little bit higher up in central and north Texas. While we are most definitely not out of the woods for some rain, some thunderstorms, and maybe even some severe weather on Thursday, right now I think that that threat is again pointed a little bit farther to our north. But that storm threat will continue Thursday night and in through at least the first half of the day on Friday. That is where we're expecting the front to push across the state of Texas. And with that, widespread showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be on the strong side, expected through the first half of the day on Friday. Again, I think that is likely where we find our better chance, not only for rain, but maybe for some strong storms as well. And while large hail is going to be a possibility, we're primarily shifting our threat to some strong straight line winds at that point. Still a lot to fine tune here. We will, of course, continue to keep you updated here on the Pinpot. What's one of my favorite parts of spring? I'm so glad you asked. It is the calm after the storm. Bonus points if it comes just in time for the weekend, which right now it looks like we are going to do exactly that. Sunshine looks to return as early as Friday afternoon. We will get a little bit of chill back with temperatures potentially even dipping down into the 40s for a couple of nights for both Saturday and Sunday morning. It's light jacket mornings and a lot of sunshine expected both Saturday and Sunday. We'll have you shedding the extra layers with highs in the mid to upper 60s to about 70 degrees before the end of the weekend. Fantastic stuff after the storm potential.
Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here for this Election Day version of your Pinpoint Podcast. Wherever you are, make sure to get out and cast that ballot here on this primary Tuesday. We'll be back with you for your Wednesday. We're going to monitor those storm chances later in the week. And of course, we'll get you updated here, KPTX.com, as well as in your KPTX Pinpoint weather app. For Max Crawford, I'm Shel Winkley. We'll catch you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.